Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. How are you, Christy?
How are you, Ian?
How's it going? Are you well yourself?
I am and I'm not. I am and I'm not.
You're in a knot, are you?
No, I sort of am and I amn't.
Oh, you am and I amn't. Okay, yeah. What's the problem? How can I help you?
Well, I was just looking there. I'm state of anxiety at the moment, and I was looking there, and oil is $106.
I know.
Dollars a barrel.
I heard $130 actually being mentioned there yesterday.
I've never met a fellow who bought a barrel of oil, but anyway,
yeah.
That's stuck the price up of everything, it seems. I'm not an economist, but I went into the supermarket yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't been there in a while. And the price of everything, Ian, I tell you, it was just mad now.
Right.
The whole thing, trying to afford. I don't know if you've noticed it yourself.
I have. I was just saying to my friend, my oldest friend, Ken.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you've ever met Ken, but I was just saying to him, Ken, everything's very dear, isn't it? And he kind of laughed at me, you know?
That's because Ken is well off.
Yeah, but possibly. I think he's beginning to see it now. He's beginning to kind of say,
if it's catching up with Ken, we're all in trouble.
I think maybe it's just our ages or something like that, because they're kind of saying, you remember things in the 70s and they were only like 2 pence or something.
That's right.
And now they're a fiver, like, you know. So you're kind of, God, it's
very
dear,
isn't
it? I remember
they gave you money for a packet of Tato in 1974. They didn't
give it back to you, yeah.
It was -4p, exactly, I think it was.
Yeah. No, it is. Everything has got very dear. You're right, yeah.
But yesterday I was sickened by the whole thing, I was on the phone, and Donal Lunny.
Right. He's your oldest friend, isn't he?
He's my oldest friend, 80 years of age, and he told me he's a whore for the Tesco club card.
Is he?
He's an absolute whore for it.
Come on, Donal.
I said, I didn't even know what it was. He says, get into this Tesco club card, Christy. And so I've got into it now, and I can see the value in it, Ian. And then he said, I'm into the other stuff as well, and he's a rake of coupons and vouchers.
Yeah, I've got a Tesco club card, and I've got one of the real rewards ones, the super value ones.
I've got a Dunn Stores one as well. Well, it's funny, because I went into Dunn's the other day, and I was looking at a pair of underpants.
Right.
And I thought I'd have to take
out a credit.
I thought
Donald bought all your underpants for you.
Well, they're a long time ago, Ian. That was the 70s. But that's Ewan McCall was buying me underpants before then. And I thought I'd have to take out a credit union loan to get this underpants.
Yeah.
And then Donald says, no, go on to the vouchers. And there's a place you can then exchange vouchers with people.
Oh.
So I exchanged a voucher and I got a voucher. A fellow gave me a voucher for a pair of underpants.
Right.
And he wanted a 12-pack of Heineken, and I have nothing to do. I don't drink. So I got a voucher, I got an underpants for a 12-pack of Heineken.
That's the way it works, isn't it?
It's a barter economy, Ian.
Yeah, fantastic. Very
and,
good.
You know, but it inspired me, because I think Irish people find a great way to survive in hard times.
When you say it inspires you, mean you've written a song?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose it's Get On With It, Christy, is it?
No. Have you written a song about it?
Just because Ken is a millionaire, there's no need to take it out on me. It's Ken and Irish, by the way.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Anyway, this is how Irish people are learning to survive.
Okay.
Here we go. At the bar.
There we go. Go on.
Oh.
Feeling tall.
The cost of living's off the scale. It's like throwing money down a hole. I broke the bank just yesterday buying a packet of toilet roll. A woman beside me at the checkout, she said, you need a certain skill. She said that toilet roll will be half the price if you produce a voucher at the till.
Whoa!
She pulled them all out for me and showed them to me then. She said, Christy, times are tough, price is rough, everyone's low on funds. Then she showed me a yoke called Voucher Valley. She said, Christy, I'm cleaning up in Dunn's. I said, Jesus, this is great news, girl. Tell us, what's the sus? She says, it's not just Dunn's I'm cleaning up in, Christy. It's also Lidl Plus. She said, get the yap, get the yap, get the yap, get the yap. I got the yap and you could too. Yesterday I got €12 off, a steak and one canoe. She said, get the voucher, get the coupons, get the apps and live like lords. We won't have any feckin' money. We'll just have super value, real rewards. Up the yard. Is that all right?
That's fantastic. Thank you very much, Christy.
Say hi to Ken.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.